Is it there now? Okay. 3 John is a very popular scripture that is used wrongly. But this scripture is very powerful. And for me, you know, when we talk about rising, this scripture has a lot to do with it. You know, yesterday we were saying God is lowering the barrier. And if God lowers the barrier, because there's space to go higher. Amen. You know, when the barrier of protection is coming, is being reduced, God is saying, I can no longer protect you when you are in this very low plane. So, he's expecting, he's saying, look, my protection for you is in the spirit. Okay, so, because if the protection is still kept, is still being kept in the natural, we know man, me and you, we will relax. Amen. We will relax and, you know, it's like, well, let's build a tent. And it's natural. You know, Peter wanted to do it. So God is lowering that hedge of protection because he wants to push you and me to go higher. Amen. And this is, there's a principle for going higher. And, you know, I'd like you to get it. Now, what's that principle? Look at the boy. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Where is the key for being in health? What is the key? Okay? So, it is the power in your soul that guarantees the health of your body. I thought I would hear a big amen. Amen. You understand? The health, that's you enjoying health, physical health, is on the condition that your soul has a lot of energy of God. Amen. It's prospering in God. And that energy, of course, what that means is that the energy in your soul is flowing out. Is it not so? And because it's flowing out, it's affecting something else. Amen. So we're looking at the principle of resurrection and the divine order of resurrection. It is spirit, soul, and body. That is the divine order. Okay, brother, well, the agricultural people will understand. You know, you see, there is the principle of the seed. Every seed, 1 Corinthians 15 says, and that is the chapter of resurrection, says, to every seed, he giveth it a body. Do you know any seed that doesn't have a body? Every seed must have a body. Now, the seed contains the energy and the power. But Robert is not so. A little seed. Every information that you see in the tree is in the seed. But it's there waiting to be activated. Amen. And there is a seed in your soul. And that seed is the seed of Christ. Amen. So of course the Bible says that you are carrying the seed. You have to believe it, and you have to know. And the scripture also shows you that there is something in your soul. That there is a seed that was there. Now we see Mary as an example. What did Mary receive? Mary received the seed. Do you believe it? Which is the fruit of the seed. That's why we know there was a seed that came forth. Amen. So she received seed of the Holy Ghost. And even that one was more difficult than the one you have. It was more difficult to have a physical seed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. But it happened. There was a DNA. There was all the things you are talking about came to be. And she said that she was found to have received seed of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So it is much simpler for you and I to have also received a seed of the Holy Ghost in our soul. The soul is the womb, isn't it also? Okay, good. And But the thing is that there is a plan. There is a plan. And that plan is that the power of God has to come into the spirit of man. Because the spirit of man rules over the soul, and the soul rules over the body. That's what the scripture is saying, even though it didn't mention the spirit, but we know. Because he's saying that the power of the body rests with the soul. The power in the body, the health of the body, depends on what is happening in your soul, in your mind. And those of us in the medical thing, we know that it's all true. Alright? And if you look at Proverbs, he says it. It says, a merry heart, it does what? A cheerful soul leads to what? What's that scripture? You know? Okay, or something. So, amazing, you know. So there are several of them that connect the state of your emotions, of your desire, to, do you know that if you're always very angry, it will, very soon you will have disease. You don't know. You have tension. I mean, you have, your blood pressure will go high. You always quarrel with everybody around. That's your high jump is very, very high. If nobody can scale your high jump, before long you are carrying so much tension. All right. So that's even on the natural aspect. But we're looking at the principle of resurrection. That first of all, the spirit must give life to the soul, and the soul must give life to the body. Amen. And if we are a spirit, if we are expecting to resurrect in our bodies, if we are expecting our bodies to change, there is a place that must change now. Where is that place? It's the soul. Amen. Now, many of us, well, to the people of God, it's like it's going to be a magic. It's going to be, you know, I hope we're not waiting for that trumpet, something that's going to blow, and then all of a sudden something will change. Because the scripture is very clear. The body will follow the soul. Wherever the soul goes, the body will go with it. Amen. I thought I would hear a big amen. Whatever happens to the body, the soul, the body will follow suit. So when he says, and I will rise and I will soar, what are you talking about? And the thing is that, you see, if there is no change in my soul, the body is still in a place of death. Amen. So the body is in hope, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, what this says, brethren, is that it is possible that you and I can begin to break forth into that life, into that place where we can live and walk in glory. Amen. In physical, right now. Now, some people say, well, we know when the resurrection comes. Jesus said the resurrection is not coming. He said, I that speak to you, I am the resurrection and the life. This word is saying we can walk in resurrection life now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's look at it. The children of Israel, what happened to them? Even before they crossed the Red Sea, they were already walking in the promised land. They already had fruits of the promised land, even before they crossed Jordan. And brethren, God is giving us an open check to begin to rise. And why I know that it is true, because I can see that the bar of protection has been lowered. Amen. You only need to, when you look at statistics, you see how many people of God are getting sick. All kinds of things are now happening commonly among the people of God. And what that is telling me is that the bar has been lowered. Amen. About 15 years ago, it was difficult to say some of the things we are talking about. You couldn't mention it among brethren. Brother, is this true? You couldn't. But now we have finally accepted it. And what that is saying is that the bar has been raised. And do not just accept it. That, you see, you can prosper and be in health, even as the soul prospers. So what is he saying? There is a resurrection of the soul, and there is a resurrection of the body, and there is a resurrection of your spirit. Those three elements must rise and break off the elements of death and disease and decay. Amen. And God is calling you. What I see is like he's saying the time is almost over. Alright? Now, let's look at Revelation 7. Revelation 7 gives us the time for what we are saying. It says, and after this is, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, you know, holding the four winds. And it says that the wind should not blow on the sea, on the tree. And I saw four angels ascending, another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice and saying, do not hurt the earth and the sea until we seal the servants of God in their souls. Amen. 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 There has to be a sealing. There has to be a rising of the soul. Now, the question is, where is the sealing? Where does the sealing take place? The sealing takes place in the most holy place. The change takes place in the holy place. And the sealing is in the most holy place. So for us to be sealed, it means we must come out of the outer court into the holy place, into the place of sealing, and break through and then come to that place of sealing. Now, going back again to talk about this change that has to come in the soul. Jesus is a pattern. So let's go back and look at what happened to the life of Jesus. When Jesus was on earth, what was the order in his soul? What was the order in his being? He had the fullness of God. He had perfection or whatever word you want to use in his spirit. But did he die in his body? Let's not use the word die. He laid down his body. Amen. But the thing was that his body was subject to death. So in other words, there was a time in which his spirit and his soul had the seal of God. Amen. And it was up until when he went to the cross, and after 3 days he rose. And then his body followed suit in the change. Amen. So there is an order of resurrection. First, the spirit. Second, the soul. Third, the body. You cannot reverse it. Now, some of the problems we are having is that, well, I feel that we have is that we have not understood the order of resurrection. Now, that order means that the devil can attack you in your body. Because the body is yet to receive that energy that will change it. Amen. The Bible says that we are hoping, waiting for the adoption, is it not so, of our body. So the body is in a danger zone. The devil can attack the body because that body has not yet come into resurrection. But who is he going to bring the body to resurrection? You and I. I will bring my body to resurrection. Say amen now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brethren, what this word is an urgent word. It's a word to push. He's saying, do not build any confidence in the flesh. Because in this realm, in this lower realm, the devil, Bible says, in the world you will have tribulation. But there's a place we cannot have there's a place where we can overcome tribulation. That is in the realm of the spirit. So the best thing is to bring our body also into that realm of the spirit. Amen. Amen. If my body comes and follow, if my body is able to walk by the principles of the spirit, it will be free. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm preaching divine health. I'm not preaching garlic health or cucumber health or moringa health. Amen. Okay, or bullet head. Before they take your sentence, it's the bullet. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you are drinking the green tea, your hope is not in green tea. My hope is what? In the resurrection of my soul. Hallelujah. Because when my soul rises, everything is going to go with it. Hallelujah. And brethren, that is the power of resurrection. That if people alive will be changed, say, and we shall be changed. Do you know that your youth can be renewed? When somebody looks at you, say, you're looking younger than we saw before. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I'm not saying don't take garlic, but I'm saying take a word. Take the word of God. Take something better. Amen. Because, you see, we can go to a place where we are so terrified now. It's like, hey, I must take garlic. If not, I will get cancer. Who told you are going to get cancer? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is something that remains for the people of God. So, do not put your hope on medicine. Amen.
Amen.
That is a bodily exercise. Prophetic. Medicine also profited a little. Amen. But we are going for the maximum profit. Amen. That maximum profit comes by the provision that God has made for the soul. The soul has a provision. And you can see that provision in the holy place. There are two provisions God has made. And that is, and brethren, I feel in the spirit that we are not walking in it. How I know we are not walking in it is that I am not walking in it. You understand? And the same symptoms I see in me, I see around. So I know we are all at the same place. Amen. We know it in the head. It hasn't come down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, we need to rise higher. And the rising higher is the soul that has to rise higher. Amen. The soul needs to draw life from the spirit. And brethren, that's what we are not doing. We are not drawing life from the spirit. Rather, our soul is depending on the natural. You are going to the body that is depending on the soul to give you life. I don't know if you understand. The body is depending on the soul to give it life. But we are going to the body to get life. It will work. Amen. So the Bible said that though we walk in the flesh, we should not war. We should not war. We should not depend on carnal principles to bring help to us. Amen. So if I want to overcome bitterness, for instance, if I ever want to overcome the things I'm looking at, how will I? The Bible says, where shall a young man cleanse his way? Well, if you want to cleanse your way, what would you do? Psychology. You wake up in the morning, don't think about it, it will not work. Amen. Amen. It says, my son, do not forsake my law. Do not forsake the law of thy father and the commandment of thy mother. So shall your life be prolonged. If you follow those two commandments, you will see there's life. Now, what is the commandment of the Father? The commandment of the Father is the word of God to you directly. The commandment of the mother is the testimony of the church. Those are the two things. Now, have you forsaken the word God has given to you? Now, how do you get a word from God? By eating granite? No. You must go and wait before God. They that wait upon the Lord, what will happen to them? They will renew their strength. That is how to get energy in your soul. You wait upon God. Amen. And you are waiting upon God, it's not because you want to do it, because, okay, Wednesday, it's time for fasting, let me do. But if you are seeking God, you are walking with God, then God gives you a word, and you hold that word, and you begin to walk in it. It will bring life to you. I say, it shall be health to your bones. Amen. And then the Bible says, the law of thy mother. We have so many tapes are there. You dig deep. What I'm sharing with you now was a tape. Something, a word that I shared sometime, I think it was last year in Lake. I was just listening to it. And God began to speak to me. That's what I'm sharing with you. Amen. Say amen now. Yes. I'm going to Bayelsa, I put my tape. In fact, there's no, my car is old to type. I said, no problem. I will show you how to overcome. I put my laptop inside the car and play it. By the time I reach in Nagoya, I carry it and charge it. I came back again, play it back again. Amen. Haven't I listened to the message? Eh? So I don't need to have CD player in my car. Me, I don't get CD player, but I have cassette player in my tape, in my laptop. Amen. And I have listened to the message. Amen. Brethren, we are not listening to the resource God has given to us. And that's why there is sickness amongst us. Say amen.
Amen.
Okay, you don't believe it. Tell them. Yes. We must go and hide ourselves in the world. We must keep the mind. Look, the energy is in the mind. It's the mind that is dwelling in high in God. The devil cannot break through that barrier. Okay, it's like you don't agree with me. The mind must rise. And you know, you see, when your soul is in a low place, it's easy to get angry. It's easy to be annoyed. It's easy to be offended. It's easy to be all those things, everything. But when you are in a high place, you will even smile. When the man comes, you will know the person has a problem, not me. I start praying for the person. So you are a life giver.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when the devil is coming, there is such a strength in you, that spirit of infirmity cannot break through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, what did I do there? Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let me tell you something. Your body is the temple of the living God. It has life. The devil does not have life. Tell me, okay, assuming you knew the devil, and you say, yeah, give me advice where to get food, where will you tell him to go get food? It's to break down the body. The sicknesses you find are the devil, a way of the devil to break open the body and to suck life out of it. There are spirits that attack the body. When they break the body, it came to the point, the body is weak. It can no longer carry the spirit. He said, please allow me to go home. Why are you looking at me now? Is it not true? The body gets weak. It can no longer sustain the spirit. He said, I'm tired. I want to go home. What is the problem? Say amen. That is what is happening. This body, the body is at the mercy of your soul. God has ordained that your soul will give life to your body. Say amen. And God has ordained that your spirit will give life to your soul. And God has ordained that the spirit of God will give life to your spirit. That is the order. From the spirit of God to your spirit, to your soul, and to the body. The body is the lowest. But meanwhile, this body that is the lowest is ruling over everything. Hallelujah. And brethren, that is the rising up. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
We have to reverse the order. The body must take its rightful place. He says, I have seen a wonderful thing. A servant riding the horse. And then the king is doing what? Eh? The king is walking on foot. The servant, who is the servant? The body is the king now riding the horse. And then the king, the soul, is just walking and managing under oppression. Hallelujah. The sons of God must arise. Hallelujah. The time has come for you to claim your deliverance. He said, in that day, upon Mount Zion, the people of God will possess my possession. What is my possession? To be in health. Hallelujah. Every sickness is caused by a spirit. Did I hear any amen? Okay, not a loud amen. Even the one they say is an ancestral is for a spirit. Even the one that comes by not eating orange is a spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says resist the spirit. And what will he do? He will flee. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, don't just accept the headache. Hallelujah. Don't just accept the stomach ache. When the thought comes, say, this one is diabetes. Which diabetes what? Rebuke the spirit that it will run away. Hallelujah. And they come and diagnose and say, this one. It is a spirit. Amen. Say, spirit, you are going. I resist you. The Lord rebuke Satan. Hallelujah. But see, it doesn't stop only by rebuking them. You must do something. Your soul must be, you must lay up in your heart the law of God. Hallelujah. Because see, that is what brings light. When the light comes into your soul, the devil, you see, the darkness will flee. But brethren, when God looks inside, the heart is so empty. No, there is nothing. Nothing laid up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is, you see, because the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Amen. I was reading the testimony of one young man now. I won't call his name. He's very popular. He says he doesn't pray for people. He teaches them the word. And they get married. His own ministry is ministry of marriage. He teaches people the word and they get married. I'm just taking a principle from him. Amen. Brethren, he says, let the word of God dwell richly. How many of us have the word of God dwelling richly in them? How many of us, brethren, practically? Amen. Let's go back to the drawing board, brethren. Hallelujah. Let the word of God dwell richly. And it's not by wishing or planning, it is by doing it. Amen. And we have to make it a lifestyle that the word of God will dwell richly in me. Hallelujah. And with that will come life. Because the entrance of the word will bring light. Hallelujah. And when the soul begins to rise in God, even the body will be affected. Hallelujah. And we will be cheerful. When you look at yourself, you will have a cheerful spirit. You know, the spirit of heaviness will not even find a place in you. Hallelujah. The devil will run, many things will run far away from you. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to encourage us, brethren, with that word, that God is calling us to come higher. Amen. And to realize that the resurrection that is going to come to our body must start in the soul first. The soul must be resurrected first before the body follows suit. Amen. He said, they and we who are alive and remain shall be changed. And we shall be caught up. Amen. Hallelujah. Resurrection is an experience. It's not a day. You can walk in resurrection now. Hallelujah. Say amen. Your soul can be rising in God every day. Every day. He says, being changed from glory to glory. As you behold, as you break through the veil, you are rising. Amen. So, we shouldn't say one thing and do the other one. We shouldn't be preaching resurrection and then walk in rapture. Amen. That means we are waiting for that day. That beautiful day, on that day, only true believers shall be raptured. Not on that day, today. Say today now.
Today.
True believers are being raptured. Hallelujah. Are you among them? Hallelujah. We used to sing it, I was very sweet, very good, we feel very good. Only true believers shall be raptured on that day. Amen. We are not of them that say that day. We are of them that say today. Hallelujah. Now are we the sons of God. Amen. Brethren, we can be changed now. And I want to tell you the change is happening. The change is happening. Hallelujah. Say, hear a little. Hear a little. Hear a little. Amen. And before you know it, you wake up one morning and the beautiful butterfly is flying. Hallelujah. You see, the pooper must eat food. You say, oh, why? Every day Isaac is preaching. Let him preach. Because you are now in the eating stage. Don't you understand? The pooper work. The work of the pooper is food. Where is the geography people? Are the biology people? Bro, is it not so? Pooper is food. It doesn't do anything but eat food. And Brother Yago told us, when you are eating food, you say, this one is now for the leg. The other one is for the hand. The other one is for... Is that what you do? When you eat food, you say, this one now is to make sure the leg grows. No? Eat food. Say, eat food. Eat food. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, do not neglect the assembling of yourselves. Because you are coming to eat food. I am pooper. Amen. Say, I am pooper. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Eat the food. Listen to the word. Somebody say, I have not changed. Forget about the change. Do you see any change in the pooper? There was one house opposite that very grand place in Rumugo. If you go there now, you see one mighty house. Everybody shouting. When did they build the house? They are building the house. They used something and covered it. Didn't know. Now they have opened it and you see three stories. And I say, yeah, who built this Seventh-day Adventist church? It was there. Nobody saw it. Hallelujah. So right now, nobody is seeing what is happening inside your heart. Hallelujah. Every day, Wednesday, Friday, Wednesday, come. Hallelujah. Press on. Hallelujah. One day, the change is going to happen. Hallelujah. That is the principle of resurrection. Hallelujah. You must encourage yourself. Amen. That it is time to rise. And the place to eat, this pooper stage is called holy place. That is the name of the place. They have one table there. The job there is eat food. It's the place where the priest eats. Hallelujah. Brethren, that's what we must press in. Hallelujah. We must press in to that place where we can get the bread of his presence. Not stale bread. The bread of his presence. And it's a place of anointing also. The soul has to be anointed. Don't you understand? Esther had to be anointed to go and meet the king. So that's what the lampstand is for. There's a place of anointing of the soul. Another one is a place for eating food. Hallelujah. And that is going to store up so much energy. And that the change will begin to work within us. Hallelujah. And as this change works, even our body will begin to report the change. Hallelujah. When you look at your skin will start shining. You don't need to bleach it. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 All the diseases that used to worry you, suddenly you see that they are breaking off. Amen. Yes. They were for 40 years in the wilderness. No supermarket. Amen. Amen. They are shoe. Hallelujah. All those things. 40 years. No clinic. Amen. Amen. Say amen. Now, no clinic. 40 years. God can furnish a table in the wilderness. Hallelujah. God can heal us in the wilderness, brethren. We need to believe it. Somebody, you know, there are some things they do in your heart. I refuse to accept it. Hallelujah. We can walk in resurrection life. Amen. Hypertension is not our own. Diabetes is not our own. Low back pain is not our own. All those things, they do not belong to us. If you say so, stand on your feet and we are going to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to declare it doesn't belong to us. If it belongs to your father's house, say you are not from your father's house. You are from Zion. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to pray. As you come now, this is your department. Come and lead us and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to pray, brethren. We are going to resist. Say, I will not put upon you the diseases of the Gentiles. Why are you accepting the disease of the Gentile? You say, this is my blood pressure. Who gave you blood pressure? Huh? Who told you have blood pressure? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We are not going to accept the report of the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, whose report will you accept? We will accept the report of the devil. Somebody say, okay, after praying, your leg is still like that. Who told you it's like that? Amen. Amen. Some of us, as we are hearing this word, we are being healed already.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because he said he sent his word, and his word healed their diseases. Amen.
Amen.
So you don't need to wait for somebody to lay hands on you before you are. You reach in the spirit and say, God, I draw down. Bible said that the spirit of God witnesses with our spirit. He said, who is it that knows the things of God except the spirit of God? And who is it that knows the things of man except the spirit of man? So if the two people who know the thing meet together, my soul is of benefit. Don't you understand? The spirit of God brings the things of God. My spirit brings the things that belong to me. And they report it in my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the spirits that have lodged in my soul, in my mind, in my emotions, they drive them out. The Bible said that he casts out the spirit by his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So brethren, we need to rise and claim our possession. We say we will arise and go forth in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So